Jobs report shows that roughly 9,000 more Americans applied for unemployment last week than the week before, the number of applications hitting 745,000. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow trading about 62 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 33 points, and the S&P 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote,
"Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes."
Hold on there, Benji. You can't even rely on that much, thanks to identity thieves.
Pardon?
Tax forms have all your personal info in one place. And this is the season when it can get emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. They might even try to file your tax return before you do.
This shan't stand!
No, it shan't. Because LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to identity threats. If you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com. And remember,
25% saved is 25% earned.
Folks, here's the governor.
Dr. Harris and I are here today to provide the people of Alabama with an update on the progress we've made in reducing the spread of COVID-19, as well as to discuss vaccine distribution in our state. As of Tuesday, Alabama's seven-day average for new COVID-19 cases was 778 per day. Y'all, that's an 82% drop from the high reached on January 10th and the lowest average for daily new cases since late June. Also, the seven-day average number of COVID-19 patients in Alabama hospitals was 686. A 77% drop from the high reached on January the 11th and the lowest average number of COVID patients in Alabama hospitals since June 29 of last year. Y'all, we are definitely indication that we are moving in the right direction, and I certainly want to thank the people of Alabama once again for their tremendous help and support to get us where we are. Even with this positive news, however, Dr. Harris and I are both convinced that we need to get past Easter and hopefully allow more Alabamians to get their first shot before we take a step some other states have taken to remove the mask order altogether and lift other restrictions.
Oh.
Folks, we're not there yet, but goodness knows we're getting closer. Our new modified order will include several changes that will ease up some of our current restrictions while keeping our mask order in place for another 5 weeks through April 9. But let me be abundantly clear, after April the 9th, I will not keep the mask order in effect. Now, there's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus. That, along with practicing good hygiene and social distancing, has helped us keep more people from getting sick or worse, dying. And when we even when we lift the mask order, I will continue to wear my mask while I'm around others and strongly urge my fellow citizens to use common sense and do the same thing. But at that time, it will become a matter of personal responsibility and not a government mandate. If businesses believe wearing masks are important to keeping their doors open and their employees and customers safe, and y'all many do, then they'll have 5 weeks from today to get ready to impose their own policies. As I said, I know other states have started to lift some of their restrictions, and we've been relaxing our restrictions throughout this entire ordeal every chance we could. While I'm convinced that a mask mandate has been the right thing to do, I also respect those who object and believe that this was a step too far in government overreach. Throughout this time, Dr. Harris and I have worked our hearts out in hopes of bringing about a sense of balance to all of this. We've also admitted when we made mistakes, and we've done that a few times as well. The bottom line is we've kept the mask mandate in place for more than a generous period of time because it's helped. And as a result of the people of our state doing their part, we have seen dramatic results and real progress being made. Before Dr. Harris comes up, let me give you a brief update on a few additional changes that are also in the health order. One of our most vulnerable groups, our senior citizens, have had additional burdens of dealing with restrictions on many of their gatherings. While this has been out of an abundance of caution, an unintended consequence has created loneliness, depression, and in some cases, mental and physical decline. So moving forward, outdoor programs will soon be allowed at senior centers with new safety guidelines that the centers will need to follow. It's also about time for parents to start finalizing plans for their kids to go to summer camps. Therefore, effective tomorrow, summer camps will be able to resume operations this year, and I don't know who's going to be more excited about that, the campers or the parents. We're also going to lift restrictions on seating limits at restaurants, another small but important step toward returning to whatever normal will soon be. And finally, we are raising the maximum number of visitors from 1 to 2 caregivers to accompany a loved one during their stay at a hospital or nursing home. Let me be clear. All of our hospitals and nursing homes need to update their visitation policies to accommodate this change. And as we continue practicing personal responsibility and move forward in easing restrictions, I want to once again urge patience of Job as Dr. Harris and his team work around the clock to get more shots in more arms. I'm proud to announce that my notes say that by this weekend we expect to have over 1 million vaccines to have been administered, but Dr. Harris tells me this morning we've already reached the million milestone. So that's a significant milestone when you consider that the first vaccine arrived in our state less than 3 short months ago. And even with significant increase in vaccine that is coming to our state, we still do not have enough vaccine for everyone who wants a shot. So please be patient as more vaccine arrives each day and our health professionals get more appointments scheduled each day. One final request. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me and said, what can I do to help? Well, one big way that you can help, and everyone can do this, is to remember the inspiration of the Golden Rule. Look out for your friends and neighbors. If you've had your vaccine, think about an elderly friend or relative who might not be as savvy as you are and give them a call to see if you can assist in getting them registered to get their shot. Or if you've got a car and they don't, think about giving them a lift to one of the distribution sites in the area. As Dr. Harris makes his way up to the microphone, I once again want to thank the people of Alabama because of your personal responsibility and strong adherence to our safety protocols. We are finally rounding the corner. Dr. Harris?
We'll have to stop it there, but you heard from the governor. Certain mandates will not be lifted until April the 9th.
One last time.
It's just like Alabama, I've come to expect, Eddie.
We're still getting disappointed.
Even we're going in the right direction. We're moving like a herd of turtles.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. A little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize first responders who were on scene in Lee County. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or BoGoodson@charter.net.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobile. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it. And it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. If you didn't just hear it, Governor Kay Ivey announced just moments ago that she is extending the mask order and COVID-19 restrictions with some small exceptions. The mask order was set to expire on March the 5th, now extended to April the 9th, because we in Alabama, as I just said a second ago, move like a herd of turtles, even when other states are showing, I think, a better example. There have been some amendments to the so-called safer at home order. For instance, in restaurants, the change would remove the seating limit of 8 at a table. It would also change in senior citizen centers. Outdoor programs will be allowed. Also, the Department of Senior Services would be allowed to write guidelines for outdoor programs the centers would have to follow. In hospitals and similar institutions, the change would raise from a maximum of 1 to a maximum of 2 caregivers permitted to accompany someone in a hospital at any one time or in a nursing home, subject to reasonable restrictions. So, there you go. I guess you can now do 2 a day. That's good, I suppose. 2 is better than 1, but slow, slow, slow. So, we're not joining in with Texas and Mississippi.
So, wait a minute. Mississippi beat Alabama on something. This is not a good sign, folks.
272-9228. Bill, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
You know, it's interesting. The numbers that were just given on the news break, I believe, was 389,000 Alabamians have had COVID. Mm-hmm. That is not a big number when you look at there's over 4 million people in the state. When you look at the death rate, you know, it's even more like a hundredth of the population that has passed away with or from COVID, and there's a big difference there. A lot of people have died with COVID. We don't know how many died from COVID.
From it, yeah.
Right. So I find it interesting that we're not lifting the band. When you do the mathematics, you know, it's almost lottery numbers that you're going to get COVID, and then if you do get COVID, you're going to pass away from it. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that I'm greatly surprised.
Well, and she did make clear this is the last one, and this is an order for businesses and other institutions to set their own guidelines, if they so please. Gives them time, so to speak.
It's a load of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I can see that with some businesses.
They already they already have their protocol in now. I mean, if we change it or we don't.
Right.
If they don't already have it, then what's the use of working on one now? Right. Because in a little over 30 days, it's going to be whatever you want it to be, it sounds like.
Exactly.
And you know, my office is not a big office. We have 8 to 10 people in our office. We all have individual offices, so socially distancing is not an issue. Ironically, I am the only one in my office that has had COVID.
Huh. How bad was it for you? Was it real bad or kind of a minor thing?
It was very minor for me. Okay. My wife had it a little worse, and we think that she got it from a dentist office. She had a tooth that had a filling in it, and it cracked. Ugh. And she had to have a root canal and had to have a crown put on it. And we think that's where she got it, and she brought it to me. But I had a heart attack a year ago, so I was scared to death. I was wearing gloves anytime I went out. Mm. I wore a mask the whole time I went out. Was washing my hands 2 dozen times a day, whether they needed it or not. In fact, I found answers to a social studies test back from the 8th grade after I got through washing so much. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy what we have allowed the government to portray upon us.
Yes.
And it's it's definitely time for it to stop.
Well, and I'm wondering how many transmissions actually happened in the home, because that's who you spend the most time with, especially if you're not out and about. This is why I'm happy to be a bachelor for the time being.
Well, we were having groceries delivered to us.
Sure, yeah.
I was still going back and forth to work, but, you know, I see people all the time going down the interstate with masks on, and I'm like, dude, please, really?
Yeah, in your own vehicle with nobody else in the car with you.
It used to make me mad. Now I just laugh at them.
Yeah.
But I used to see them so
angry.
Well, Bill, I got around. We got a bunch of calls here, so I appreciate
it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. 272-9228. Terry.
Yes, I can give you the rundown on Ivy.
Okay.
One, she used to be a Democrat, and she still is. Most Democrats get away with stuff they do. Look at Biden, okay? And, you know, she did blackface. She could have got rid of our food tax. She didn't have to put 10 cents on the gallon on our gas tax. And now the mask tax, I call it. She still has money from the first pandemic relief she ain't gave out.
Right.
And also, whenever one person in the family gets it, I know this for a fact, they count the whole family as having COVID. So there's a lot of false numbers on those 300,000 or whatever they're saying. Hell, you could probably cut it in half, and it would be more realistic, 150,000 maybe. But like the guy that just called, he got it, and say his wife didn't get it, and he had two or three children. They don't count them all. They'll count every one of them. They're all COVID, and that's not right. Okay, but the main thing, everybody got to remember, she's still a Democrat. I don't care what she puts by her name, because she's doing exactly like California does, still shut down, not going to open, and it's just the way it is. She's going to hold it out as long as possible, because she's got a D by her name, not an R, because she could have got rid of every bit of this stuff I was telling you about, food tax, gas tax, everything. And blackface, that's how come she got away with blackface, because she used to be a Democrat. And that's a fact.
Yeah, it worked for Northam, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, Terry.
All right.
Take care, Terry.
West, welcome. Hey, West.
Hey, West.
West, we have a delay, and you're on the air now. Three, two, one. West.
Good morning.
Hey, West.
How you guys today?
All right, how you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I just heard BMO's announcement that I just met with somebody, so somebody may have already asked this question, but okay, we're now hearing April 9th. I just pray that that's in fact true, and it doesn't somehow get extended beyond that date on the mask. But my question would be, how do we stand with the mayor? With Stephen Reed, can he overrule a state? How does that work?
I'm not sure if the state legislature or the governor has done anything to control the mask mandate. I think the state order would supersede local orders. But don't quote me on that. I'll need to double check.
Because I understand if people... I mean, I've had family members, I've had friends, my preacher. I mean, we all know, everyone knows someone that's had COVID. It's a real thing. But if someone is understandably concerned or has an underlying condition or whatever the case may be, of course, continue wearing the mask. But I just have a feeling that somehow our mayor is going to continue the mask ordinance regardless of what the state is telling us to do. I don't know.
And then he'll go on, NBC Today Show or CBS Morning and talk about it, right?
Yeah. Exactly. He's taking the high road, and our governor's Neanderthalish because she's from the South, and he's going to do the right thing, and let makes wear masks for the rest of our lives. So, anyway, that's just my two cents.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Wes.
272-9228. That's a good question about if the state amends that order completely to remove the mask mandate, do any local orders come into effect? Need to double check that, because it could be, I remember there was a local ordinance initially. Yep. I wonder how long that was meant to be on the books, if it's still effective, because the state did override it a while ago. So we'll double check that. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by James Cole and the entire Cole family at Cole Plumbing. If you have a plumbing problem, even if you don't have one, you might have one. You might have an emergency, like a burst pipe. You start to see, why is the carpet all wet? Why is the ceiling crying?
Or why is something coming up through your bathtub?
Yeah, all these things. Yes. Cole Plumbing, you need to have their number saved, so if you have that emergency, you can call them. 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one and the number two business for a reason. In fact, many reasons. They're great service. They're locally owned, and they take great pride in offering you 100% satisfaction guarantees. But they also have this proprietary pipelining technology, technology unique to Cole Plumbing that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means they're not going to have to dig up a big, huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of drywall. No, with precision and expertise, they can get the job done. They can also install tankless water heater technology for you. They can put in brand new toilets. If you need to run new water lines, they can do all of that sort of work. So check them out today. You can go online to coldplumbing.com. Or again, remember this number, 279-8919, 279-8919. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Thank you, Eddie.
I think James appreciated it.
I'm sure he did.
You know I love me some James Cole.
You are a man of many voices. I thought I had different voices.
I pinched something there at the last second.
We'll be right back.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office, and also a school, and a gym, and a store, a movie theater, a bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Superfast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. That's the number Billy called. Hey, Billy, welcome to the program.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, Billy?
Just getting through the day. We were, you know, yucking it up about bulls and bull riding and bullfighting, and now we're talking about, well, the Alabama government moving like a herd of turtles.
You think those bulls have to wear masks?
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, they kill them after the bullfighting, whether they win or lose, so who cares?
You can have more people eating a steak now. That's great.
Amen.
So, like steak.
So Meemaw came out on the front porch, and she told all us little boys and little girls, if we're good little boys and good little girls, in 5 weeks we can take off our mask. She pretty much guarantees that this will be done. But how can she guarantee this? I mean,
she can't.
This monster could rear its ugly head, and we could have 50,000 people, 100,000 people a day dying of coronavirus in the state of Alabama. So how does she really know in 5 weeks we're going to be okay?
She don't.
Well, and the excuse was, well, the businesses need time to come up with their own rules. It's like, they already have rules in place based on the state order. So the decision is either keep them on your own without the state order or, you know, go back to normal operations. How much time do you need to plan that? A month?
No. You've had all this time. You don't think there's businesses chomping at the bit to just, especially restaurants?
Exactly right. I mean, and this is how gullible we are, though, okay? Let's just say she came out today and said, okay, little boys, little girls, y'all just go ahead. Y'all been so good. Just take your mask off, and we're going to live life like we used to before the big hoax. How gullible are we to be jumping up and down and yippee, we can go to the restaurant now. You know, 20 of us can meet at a table. We can do this and do that like we did before. But really, nothing hasn't changed like it did before. I mean, I've never seen nothing like it, but that's how gullible we all are now in this country. We believe anything we're told. But that being said, have y'all, both of you, talked to anyone from the state of California or seen the commercials they got running on TV?
No. I know generally about California, but tell me about these commercials.
They have a commercial now with the shots that people are taking now. There's a commercial of a kid talking to her father, really concerned that she don't want to go back to school because she's afraid she's going to catch this ugly monster named Corona. So her dad takes her and gets a Microsoft-engineered, Microsoft-designed, Microsoft-owned chip implanted in her wrist or implanted in the palm of her hand. And now she can go back to school because now the schools will scan her hand and see that she has this vaccine and that she can go back to school and she'll be safe and this monster won't mess her up no more. Have you seen the commercial?
No, I've not seen that. That's horrifying the way you describe it.
Yeah.
Well, you need to look at it. It's scary. But I can promise you, we'll be seeing it coming across our airways real soon. It's coming. But you need to take a look at it.
Billy, you just need to listen to Meemaw and have the patience of Job.
Exactly right. For the life of me, I just can't understand how the state of Mississippi, the state of Texas, Florida, let's face it, fellas, I don't wear my mask where I go, only unless I have to walk through the front door. As soon as I do, I'm going to sit down.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, if I got to, because it's on a business, and hell, half the time, the business you can tell isn't even, they're looking out for compliance, trying not to get fined. It's just
outside Montgomery.
How dumb is this, fellas? Okay, tonight, you and your better half, you walk in a restaurant, you're standing 6 foot, you're walking through a door with a mask on, then you sit down at a table, your head's maybe 5 feet, maybe 4 feet in the air once you're sitting down. So that virus won't affect you at that time. It only affects you when you're standing.
It's ridiculous.
What's the logic behind all this?
There's no logic. It's just like taking your shoes off at the stupid airport. There's no logic. It's a control thing.
Yep. Health
I will tell both of y'all, the Obama administration did a study on these masks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was came to a conclusion that the mask in a sterile operating room environment with doctors and nurses wearing these masks, they have to be so tight that they're uncomfortable mm-hmm. for the physicians or the nurses to wear them, and they have to be changed every hour and a half to be effective. So why in the world are we wearing these masks today? It's ridiculous.
Cheap.
Well, and just compliance out of fear, the inconvenience of having to deal with the government finding you or making an example of you. But I'm telling you, Billy, you better practice that patience of Job, or else the governor is going to show off her Leviathan demon of the deep. She's going to pull out that
That's
Goliath
okay.
and tell you, you know, hey, know your place.
That's fine. I stopped by Gulf State yesterday. I got 400 rounds of ammo. I'm ready. And anybody who's looking for ammo, Gulf State off Monticello Drive in Montgomery's got it. Those people got it going on.
So, good defense, ain't it?
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Billy.
Hey, it's funny, Joey, about ammo. I think it's Tuesday, but on Facebook, I'll get posts from people left and right. Hey, so-and-so's got ammo. Just got it in.
I know.
I had forgotten. I mean, a couple years ago, that was a deal. I'd forgotten about it again, but it's still a little bit of a run on ammo.
No, I've been thinking, and I hate to open up this can of worms on the air, but I've been thinking about purchasing a firearm.
Let's go shooting.
Yeah, what's held me back before was it just, to be proficient, it's kind of expensive in my mind. And, of course, folks are like, what are you spending your money on? Let me look at your budget.
But you got gun nuts like me that says, Joey, let's go shooting. I got ammo, I got guns.
Well, and now the expense is not as much of a problem. So I'm thinking about it.
Plus, man, we can do some trade out for ammo.
I'm thinking about it. So
I'm telling you, whenever you want to go.
This week I was thinking about it.
Outdoor, we can do indoor, whatever you want, buddy.
Yeah, and I mean, I've gone to the range before, and I grew up in Alabama. It's not like I've never had a gun in my hand.
I like doing outdoor because we can bring everything I got. We can bring and then I'll call some friends, and some more guns show up. So that's always fun. And we're guys, so we like to destroy stuff.
True. That is a lot of fun. No, I love the sound of that clank where you hit the plate down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. Oh, that's fun. It just feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah. Something about taking aim, hitting that spot.
Very satisfying.
Just hitting that spot. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They're not scared you're not wearing a mask, folks, or else they distance themselves from you. They're scared you're being disobedient and that we're not all in this together. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join. Excuse me.
You okay, Bubba?
Yeah, join the conversation. That lozenge got caught there for a second.
Oh. Gotta eat when I
joke. Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, that gummit, stupid habit of mine. But here, before we go back to the phones and to this new story, by the way, that I actually, first glance, really like. Because, yeah, you know, we're still bombing the Middle East.
Of course.
I'd like that to stop, and there might be something that stops it here, but we'll see. This part of the program is brought to you by Physical Prattville. That is Physical Balance and Therapy Center of Prattville. They can, I mean, in the name, help get your balance back.
Right.
It's something that, well, can go away as you get older and maybe you have problems with stability in your ankle or knee. Maybe you have inner ear problems, getting that vertigo. Or vision problems can lead to imbalances. And I actually stopped by there not too long ago, and they've got this incredible virtual reality technology that can test out your balance. And I got an 18 out of 18 score.
Of course you did, Joey.
Young and healthy, all this.
Okay.
Happy Ragger. Crap. But Ragger. I did have a slight imbalance when the room moved on me up and down. So they can really test out to an incredible level where you are with your balance. They have that VR for not only testing, but also essentially virtual reality games that are really physical therapy courses that help you, well, build strength or build up, you know, your balance back. It's incredible stuff. They also have a walking track that you're in a harness, so you can test out walking on steps or different types of ground and flooring, like foam pads and stability boards. And because you're strapped in, you can have confidence you're not going to fall, and you can work on your balance and really test yourself. Right now, the owner and physical therapist there, Don Sexton, is giving out free balance tests. So you need to call them today. If you or a loved one is having issues with your balance and stability, whether from an injury or it's just, you know, part of getting older, part of life, give them a call at 595-9990, 595-9990. That is Physical Balance Center of Prattville. That's physical spelled F-Y-C-I-C-A-L. F-Y-C, or excuse me, Z-I-C-A-L. What the hell's going on with me right now?
Do you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That lozenge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Physical Prattville. Check them out today. 595-9990. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, this could be, I won't get my hopes up.
Okay.
Good news. A bipartisan group of senators yesterday, Wednesday, called for the repeal of presidential war powers granted by Congress in 1991 and 2002, which would revoke authorization for military force in the Middle East. Senators Tim Kaine and Todd Young, Kaine's a Democrat, Young is a Republican, introduced legislation that would formally end congressional authorizations established during the Gulf and Iraq wars to reaffirm Congress's role in entering and ending wars. Are they still using the early 90s authorization in Iraq as justification?
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
The move comes after lawmakers were frustrated by Biden's unilateral call for airstrikes in Syria last week against Iran-backed militant forces and militias that had launched attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq. The legislation was also introduced just hours after a military base housing U.S.-led coalition troops, and they were targeted in Iraq. So I believe Mike Lee and Rand Paul have joined in on this. I'm for this, if it is what it seems. I think we need to limit the power to continue to bomb the Middle East and every plot on the planet. It's one thing for a president to repel attacks or repel an imminent attack. It's another thing to say, hey, we're going to park our troops and our assets all over the world, and if it's there, then, you know,
well,
we continue to prosecute and perpetuate war in a forever way.
The only thing I'm not crazy about with that, Joey, is I don't trust the relationship between the president and Congress. Let's say that he has to go to them to get approval to bomb somebody.
Yeah.
Well, if I, the congressmen, the people, congressmen and women that we have today, if they don't like it and they get outvoted, well, chances are they'll let it out in the press. So our enemies know that we're fixing to bomb the crap out of them. Now, granted, the president we got in there now, I'd like to take it away from him. But if we take it away from him, we take him away from future presidents as well.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be. I think they're running on autopilot from old authorizations to do whatever they want.
So you think it should be updated regularly? That,
yeah.
Or just taken away?
I think they should take this away right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. They could take it away right now. They'll still come up with a justification. What
that's
justification
true.
Was there to go after and take out Gaddafi in Libya?
You don't remember
these
that?
Sorts of things. Well, the Arab League voted on it.
Yeah. So who did it?
Right. No, I'm for this at first blush. And I appreciate a few representatives actually trying to take this power back. But we'll see if it actually holds back the forces that run the military around the world. And I'm not just talking about the generals. 272-9228. Let's go to Robert.
Hey, Robert. Robert.
Hey guys, hey, I'm sorry to change the subject. I mean, I was listening to you while I was waiting, and that all of that was interesting. But when I made my call in, I was thinking more about, you know, first of all, that advertisement for the physical balance.
Yeah,
you know. I just want anybody to know, whatever that cost, if our president don't, if the insurance doesn't cover it, he can come down here and get balanced, and I personally will pay for it.
For Joe Biden. That's very
sweet of you, Robert.
That's very sweet.
Hey, I mean, you know, you got to support your president as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that the name, I'm changing the subject. He called Texas thinking is Neanderthal.
Correct.
You know, he's probably closer to the Neanderthal than most. But, you know, I agree with what Texas is doing.
Yeah.
Open up. You can't help someone unless you can take care of, you know what I mean? You got to. Open up the economy, and that's all I wanted to say, guys. You know, I know y'all was on the overseas stuff, which that is federal government, and I worry about all of that. But all I know how to what to do now is we got to get our states right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Dan is saying. Let's get our house in order here.
House in order on many levels.
That's right. I'm 100% behind Florida, DeSantis. I'm 100% behind Texas. And I can't even imagine the frustration in Texas when you're a border state. And, you know, that's a federal issue, the border. But, right. It's got to be tough on a state. And then I just wanted to say, hey, to you guys, and I'm going to get off now, all right?
All right. Love you, Robert.
Appreciate it, Robert.
Take care, buddy.
272-9228. Final segment of News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, you brought this up to me off air earlier, Eddie, but yesterday, President Biden was taking questions. Well, he was about to take questions.
Yes.
After holding a conversation with House Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
When Biden said, I'd be happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do. Nance, whatever you want me to do, and he was about to take questions, and then they cut the feed.
I'm out.
Hmm. So it looks like they are scaling back the eligibility, income eligibility requirements for receiving the $1,400. Now, it's like, why were these requirements so high in the first place?
Good question, Joey.
It's now where you won't get anything if you're an individual who makes $100,000. It's like...
Which is, I gotta be honest, understandable.
Yeah. Or a family that makes $200,000.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they would enjoy some free money, but...
Yeah, that seems like a waste. Looks like there is going to be a fight for the minimum wage, though the parliamentarian of the Senate said, hey, no, you can't do this.
Did
in
you
this bill.
See AOC's moron comment, which another one.
What that brought up.
She brought up the fact that McDonald's workers in Denmark get paid more because the minimum wage over there is higher at $22 an hour.
Yeah.
What that moron failed to mention is Denmark has no minimum wage. They have strong unions over there, and therefore they're negotiated between the unions, not the government.
And you let me right where I want it to go. Because let's forget about AOC. She doesn't represent us. There's this thing going on, this big push that people are calling Bamazon, the push for unionization at Amazon. Yep. Now, you have experienced work, we've talked about before, at Hyundai.
Yeah.
Now, at Hyundai...
No union.
No union, and if somebody tried, good luck with that.
You might have a... Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably going to get fired real quick. What do you think of the Amazon situation? Because my instinct is they disrespect us. They told us we don't like it. We can go work somewhere else. I'm like, yeah.
Welcome to the United States, baby.
Yeah, welcome to
land of the free. But now I don't know their specific issues they're having. I know what's in the paper, but I also know that stuff is it's just inflated.
Yeah.
If it's wages, if it's treatment, if it's safety issues, then I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, well, we got a government that goes in and makes sure everybody works safe. No, we don't. There's a department there, but
so
believe
it's
you
true
me,
true safety
do it.
Issues.
Yes.
You'd think they're. What about, though, like the inconvenience of I have to work a 12 hour day?
Dude, I worked 8 years, 12 days on, 2 days off, 12 hour shifts. I don't give a crap about that. You can go work somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the issue with that, or another issue with that. You know, I had that job working like that, but I did it for myself. The
right.
money was what I want. That is the terms that we came to. You will pay me this, I will do that. At Amazon, they have that same option. If they don't want to make the money they're being paid to do that job, you can go elsewhere.
And when I see the situation, it's like you're trading one boss for another. Oh, in fact, you're just adding a boss to talk to your other boss.
Well, honestly, Joey, that is the way it works. But with some bosses, you have to have that representation.
Yeah.
Joey cannot go to them, or your boss just ends up threatening you. So Joey's now scared. Joey now, hey, I'll do whatever the company does because they put it in my head that I might lose my job.
Mm.
But when you have a group of individuals, you know, the mindset becomes, well, they can't fire all of us.
Okay.
But you know what? They can.
Especially Amazon.
And you've got, right, but you've got to also as look at where you're negotiating from. Right now, the economy's good. Amazon's busy as crap. They need those workers.
Mm.
Good time to negotiate for a union. The bad time to negotiate for a union, it was the economy is crap. You barely got a job. There's no incentive for the employer to make you happy.
And it's interesting how it has become this national political issue where it's like, I don't work there. It's up to those people. Like, the fact that it's this big symbolic thing about we're bringing unions back. It's like, no, we're not going to go back to the days of the late 1800s, early 20th century. Nah.
But I've worked, I'm a plus and minus guy with unions. I've worked with places that had them.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, this one place, I felt like an idiot. I was real young. I was like, why do we got a union? Everything is pretty good here. And an older guy looked at me and he said, everything is good here now because of the sacrifices we made by putting this union in.
Mm-hmm.
And that made sense to me. And I've worked at other places where I went, holy crap, man, we need a union.
Sure.
You know, we're working 14-hour days. The equipment to lock out, something safety-wise is not available anymore. You have to, I do believe you have a voice. You should have a voice. And a voice of 10 is a lot better and stronger than a voice of 1.
I hear I don't disagree with the general concept of a union. I just also like to look at, okay, who's really running things if you bring a union in?
Well,
is it really the group? And that's not always the case.
And I've seen the soft underbelly of the unions.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty thing.
Right. So be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, very true.
But it depends on the situation. And I guess Amazon workers there in Bessemer will make their own decision.
If they feel like it, I know it's certainly at Hyundai when there was union talk, there was a lot of people, especially in the public, that's like, hey, you guys got it pretty good. Well, from the outside, we did.
I love the CBS coverage, though. Even in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, land of Neanderthals and herds of turtles.
Yeah, you ain't kidding me.
Dan Moore's with the Dan Moore Show is next.